Welcome to the PDP Podcast, brought to you by Professional Dairy Producers, dairy's professional development organization.
Always good talking with you and all those kind enough to tune in and listen to this podcast. I'm Tom Thibodeau, the Distinguished Professor of Servant Leadership at Viterbo University, and I've been doing these podcasts for professional dairy producers for over the last 3 years, having an opportunity to talk about the lives of people who work the land, the lives of the people who make this country come together, who feed us each and every day, honoring people who work hard, who play hard, who love their families, who love this country, and serve us so well. One of my students this last semester just wrote her master's thesis on farming as an act of servant leadership. Extraordinary, as she began to look at her own family's farm. Extraordinary to realize all the lessons that she learned growing up very early, started milking when she was about 5. Her dad trusted her to drive the tractor at about 10. She grew up on the farm, then went off to the law school, and then is now working for a major corporation. But she finally goes back to the farm and started to talk to her mother about life on the land. Her mother still lives on the farm. And her mother said, well, back in the 1970s, you know, we were featured in National Geographic. Well, she had no idea. Back in the 1970s, her father had begun on his family farm of 100 acres, sustainable agriculture. He was working with the neighbors, and he was working with his producers, and all the things that he could do to preserve the land and the water, the air, his animals, and of course, what he could do to sustain the farm for his family. It was just extraordinary as she began to look at the stories and the history and the legacy of the land, of their community, of the way of life. She ends this marvelous paper and reflection with this wonderful poem, Farming. Farming is a passion, a devoted and honorable way of life. It is a heritage and a legacy that connects one generation to the next and the force that feeds the world. Farming requires a strong mind, big heart, profound patience to weather long hours, harsh conditions, and unpredictable prices. There is a spiritual presence on the farm and in the land. Here, faith, commitment, and integrity provide strength for the unwavering labor that is the foundation of life itself. It is where roots run as deep in the house as they do in the field, where families are bound strong because of shared experiences and are grown with love and tenderness. It is where examples speak louder than words and where Thanksgiving happens more often than once a year. Thank you, God, for agriculture and the life of farming. How beautiful that is. Thank you, God, for agriculture and the life of farming. Last Saturday, I had an incredible experience. I went to the funeral of a friend of mine. His son-in-law died, 47 years of age. A family farmer. The whole family works on this dairy farm. My friend is a veterinarian and has had this farm all of his life. He's raised his children on this farm, and now his grandchildren. And his son-in-law, 3 years ago, came down with stomach cancer. He battled it, went into remission, and then it came back, and it got the best of him. So there I was at this funeral, and as I drove out to this country church, the front yard of the church was filled with tractors. What a testimony. I had no idea. We parked, I think, about a half a mile away just to get to the church, stood in line for 45 minutes just to meet my friend and to offer my condolences for his grief and his loss. His children and grandchildren were there, but the whole community was there. I would guess there have been 1,000 people who came to that funeral. Some of them stayed for the service, others did not. The church was packed with people and neighbors, members of the community. There was the Amish community. A number of buggies were there, as well as tractors. People who came dressed in their Sunday best, their children with little bonnets, and the boys with black coats, paying their deep respect for their neighbor. And as I listened to the stories being told of this young man, it was extraordinary. He had a gift and ability from high school on to be able to fix anything that ran. He fixed tractors, long tractors is where he began, but then went on to bigger pieces of equipment and on to larger harvesters. And he had this uncanny ability that when there was a more difficult mechanical task, they came to Keith because he would know how to fix it. Keith would show up on a farm at an unpredictable time, but a most necessary time, and fix equipment that had broken down, but would quickly leave because he didn't like small talk, and most of all, he didn't want to be recognized. He just showed up and helped people because he enjoyed helping people. He was a good man, a wonderful husband and father. The pastor of the church was a good friend of the family farmer and asked all their children what would they like to say about their pa. They all wrote down what they wanted to say, and the pastor spoke in the words of the children, two high school boys, a middle school boy, and a young girl still in grade school. Great love, great respect, great loss. At the end of the funeral, there was a tractorcade. All those tractors that I had mentioned, Keith had fixed. He had worked on all the tractors, and people, in order to honor them, drove the tractors to the church, and then 3 miles out of town, into town, there was a tractorcade that pulled each and every one of those tractors up in front of the community hall. Again, testimony to a life well lived, a life of service to his community and to his neighbors. Something that happens, I believe, only in the farming community. And as I looked over all the people gathered in that church, at least 500 people packed in, as well as people standing in the back and back into the kitchen and down the stairs in the church, I looked at all those good, hard-working people who make America work. Mechanics, people who run feed mills, people who run feedlots, people who are caring for our cows and making our cheese and growing all the fruits and vegetables, preparing the animals that we enjoy. All of that good work being done by all these good people, and they all gathered to honor a man who had made their lives better by using his talents, his ability to work and to serve. How incredible and significant that is. And then, at the end, as people got up to speak, the young man's father got up to speak and talked about sitting with his son in the last days. And he said, I went and I apologized to my son. And I said, son, I'm sorry for not having said I love you more often. And his son, in a very weakened state, grabbed his father's hand and said, Dad, you didn't have to say it. I always knew it. And then the son said, Dad, I want to apologize because I have not told you enough how much I love you. And it was one of those moments in which the whole congregation was just struck by the tenderness of love and the commitment. Not a lot of words spoken, but certainly lived out. Fixing a tractor as a expression of love. Taking each of his children deer hunting by themselves in a stand with their pa, an act of love. Teaching his daughter how to drive a lawn tractor, took off the blades and put blocks on the pedals so at age 5 she could be just like her brothers, an act of love. Caring for and reading with his children, and particularly his wife, an act of love. Feeding cows and calves and helping other people do the same, an act of love. Harvesting and putting up corn and hay so that the animals would be well fed throughout the wintertime, an act of love. gathering with others in terms of celebrations, an act of love. And the community came out to support the family and to honor a man who they loved. Service is love made visible, and this is the way in which Keith lived his life. Life that's lived on a farm, and I'm not so sure in too many other places. I looked around and I thought, how many people would love to be part of a community where they are known and cared for, where their work, simple, hard tasks are honored, the ability to change oil, to be able to fix a transmission, to be able to get spark from an old battery so that other people may get on their tractors and do the work that keeps this nation together. And then I was reminded of Ben Logan. Ben is from southwestern Wisconsin and wrote this amazing book called The Land Remembers, The Story of a Farm and Its People. Ben wrote the book in 1978, 1979 to 1981. It was on the New York Times bestseller list. I use this book in many of my classes. I've been teaching here for over 42 years, and by far the most favorite book of any in any class is The Land Remembers. Again, a tender story of the land and its people. And he writes about early on in his life working on the farm with his dad. And Ben Logan writes this, and this could apply to Keith as well. I went back to tipping the shocks, looking at the sun each time, aiming the butts at the certain angle to the right. I'd never before had such a feeling of the sun's absolute route across our days. That had been 3 years before. I turned the shocks casually, now automatically aiming them ahead of the sun. The wagons with their wide racks began to arrive. I helped throw bundles from shocks that had been tipped the day before onto the first wagon and rolled in high on a swaying load. The tractor was already running. The wagon pulled in close to the feeder apron. I slid off and ran down to the pipe, raised it, cranked it around in half circle, then extended it. I gave the rope a couple of pulls, opening the little door, and letting it clank shut. Everything went without a hitch. I looked down and found Father watching me. There was surprise on his face. He looked at me a moment, and then at the thresher men, and then back at me. I nodded. Father smiled his approval, and I grew about 2 inches up there on that high platform. A father and a son showing their approval and their love for each other in the way in which they did the work of human hands. The work which is an act of love, difficult, hard, challenging, noble, dare I say sacred. Thank you, Keith. Thank you to the farming community that you helped to build, participate in, and thank you to that community for coming and celebrating one good man who made all of our lives better by living his life so well, a life of service and love. Thank you, God, for agriculture and the life of farming. I will never forget that Saturday morning, driving out into the country and seeing those tractors, being there in the church with that community of people honoring one of their own. I'm so grateful for my friend. I'm so grateful for his commitment to his family. I'm so grateful for his son-in-law, who I knew very little of, but was extremely impressed by and influenced. Service is love made visible. This is the life of people who live on the land and make our lives that much better each and every day.
Our thanks to Tom Thibodeau for today's message. Tom, a distinguished professor of servant leadership at Viterbo University. And for archived podcasts and more on-demand programs, and for more on the professional development for today's dairy producer, head to PDPW's free website at pdpw.org. Until next time, have a safe and productive week.